I'm a soldier of fortune by temperament, a radio technician by profession, and a genius at both. Which means that any place in the world someone wants to operate a propaganda station, chances are I'll apply for the job. So when this Rhodesian thing came up at the end of 65, I signed on with the KIA, Kalahari Intelligence Agency. The money was good, and so were my references. Chief radio aboard the Voice of America's top-secret clandestine network during the Cuban Missile Crisis. Then later, I was an advisor to the Red Chinese, while they set up a high-powered relay in Tibet. Both KIA projects, incidentally. If there's a buck in it, they can trust me to do the job and keep my mouth shut. I've been running all my life, ever since I took off from the Henley Institute for Homeless Boys, with its gray dormitories and clockwork routine. Running, to prove I belong loose on this earth, that I'm a man, that I can do anything any other man can do, and do it better. Running, to stay out of Henley. Sometimes I dream I'm back in the dormitory again, but I'm getting out tomorrow. Then it is tomorrow. I wake up and run some more. KIA headquarters is a marble white castle atop Dracula's Mountain at the edge of the desert. Don't look for Dracula's Mountain on a map because you won't find it, but we're in southwest Africa, just across the border from Botswana. In charge of the facility is Dr. Frankenstein, who also carries on astrological research in the castle. A few nights after I arrived, I dreamed that Dr. Frankenstein had built me in a sub-cellar beneath the Henley Institute, next to the furnace room where it was very hot, like the Kalahari. And I woke up choking. The KIA has operated from Dracula's Mountain since 1933, but Rhodesia was the first time that action had come this close to home. Dr. Frankenstein personally assumed control of all operations. He secretly borrowed portable equipment from Washington and set up the anti-Rhodesian station at Francistown, Botswana. Then he requisitioned some high-powered transmitters from Johannesburg and used them as jammers in Rhodesia against the Botswana station. I acted as his liaison man. Until 1964, the whole of southern Africa was governed by CFAP, Council for Fascism and Astrological Progress, with headquarters at Johannesburg, and Hendrik Fervoorde as its high priest. But in early 1965, another order, the League for Racial and Spiritual Purity, LRSP, was granted permission to establish missions in Botswana, then Bechuanaland, and very shortly they demanded complete jurisdiction over neighboring Rhodesia. By November, the ideological battle had become so intense that, in order to prevent a possible world war, the KIA found it necessary to take over and channel all propaganda aimed at inciting the masses, both black and white, until CFAP and LRSP could agree on an equitable compromise. The League for Racial and Spiritual Purity has its headquarters in the United States at Michigantown. In fact, only a few blocks from the Henley Institute, which they operate. LRSP's high priest is Count Guano, who, like CFAP's Herr Fervoorde, is a vampire. The first thing I did when I got out of Henley was find myself a woman, a real tough, hard woman, the kind that would have been strictly off-limits at Henley, the kind that it would take a real man to hold, the kind that would mark me as for real. I met Dice in front of Jack's Bar and Grill on the corner of Pine and Illinois in Michigantown's Lower Harlem, with slum clearance across the street and cinders blowing in our faces. The rubble is still there, and so is Jack's. As his liaison man, I travel between the castle and transmitter sites by flying saucer. Dr. Frankenstein got to know me pretty well, or so he thought. Frankenstein said I had superior powers, despite my Henley background. He began to confide in me. The doctor considered both CFAP and LRSP as bunglers in his field, astrology. He contended that the only useful purpose each served was to control the masses under their respective jurisdictions. I set dice up in a flat on Illinois Avenue, and I lived there with her between jobs. We fixed the place up pretty freak, just the way she wanted it. A pearl gray bar in the corner with silver crescent moons on it. White wall-to-wall carpet. Even a TV set with a picture tube on a swivel. When I was off, we'd sleep till noon most days and then get ourselves together with Coffee Royal. During the Rhodesia job, I got leave and back to her once a month. When I'm living with Dice, I don't dream much.